Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
So, Laura, are you planning on doing anything after work this evening?
I probably have to ask my mom about that.
Oh, you have to ask your mom. How old are you? Anyways, sometimes people do have to ask. They do have. You're that young. She's that
18.
Young. There you go. Maybe 16, 14.
Aww.
People do, though, sometimes have to ask their parents if they do something. If they want to go do something, some things might be a little bit late. Maybe your parents don't want you out too late. Or maybe you have to ask because it's a little expensive and you also need to borrow money. So doing things with your friends, of course, is great. But doing things on your own is great too.
Okay.
A lot of people love to do things on their own. But if you're young or if your parents really want to keep track of you and make sure you're safe, you might have to ask their permission. So one of our characters in the dialogue is going to be doing just that. I say we check it out. Can we check it out?
I have to ask my mom.
Okay.
I think she'll say yes.
I think she'll say yes too. So let's just do that.
Okay.
Do things on your own.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Hey, do you want to have dinner together after school? Sorry, I can't. Why not? It's my turn to take out the garbage today.Also, I need to cook dinner for my family. You poor thing. My mom does all of that. She even cuts my fruit.And takes the seed out of my guava. Your mom takes such good care of you. You're lucky.
Later, after PE class...
I'm always hungry after we play sports. Oh, me too. Do you want to buy a snack? I'm not sure. I have to call my mom to ask.Really? It's just a snack. Don't be such a mama's boy.
Joffrey thinks to himself,
Am I too dependent on my mom?
Garbage, garbage. The garbage truck drives by my house at 5 p.m. The garbage truck drives by my house at 5 p.m. Seed, seed. Stephanie planted some flower seeds in her garden.Stephanie planted some flower seeds in her garden. P.E. P.E. Physical Education. My friend Eric teaches P.E. and history at this school. My friend Eric teaches PE and history at this school. Snack, snack. Teresa likes to eat an apple and some nuts as an afternoon snack. Teresa likes to eat an apple and some nuts as an afternoon snack.
All right, so the main character in our dialogue for today is named Joffrey. And
Not Jeffrey,
Joffrey. And what a surprise, Joffrey is also the first person to speak. And he asks a question. He says, hey, do you want to have dinner together after school? So yeah, here he's asking someone if they want to go out and have some kind of fun, join in a fun activity after school. In this case, they're maybe going to go have dinner. It's a nice thing to do in the evening. Why not?
That's right. Okay, so 一开始我们看到我们的绘画哦，今天的绘画的男生的主角叫做 Joffrey. Okay, 那他就说 Hey, 你下课后要一起去吃晚餐吗？这里他用到了 have dinner. 那我们都知道吃晚餐，我们就想到吃不是用 eat 吗？其实在口语呢，我们会用 have 来表示吃的意思，像是 have lunch 或者是 let's have steak tonight. 就是我们今天晚上吃牛排如何呢？ Okay, 不过呢，其实呢，这里我们要先停一下，因为呢，刚刚的句型我们是有用到不定词当受词的用法，这也是我们今天的 Magic Box 找亮点。
Magic Box 找亮点。
Hey yo 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 yo， 没错，又是我阿月。同学们不要急，请排队。我长得帅不是罪。Everyone wants to see 阿月 ，cause 跟阿月学英文。Yo, they feel so great. 哎呦，你说，阿月啊，你可以不要一直炫耀你的饶舌功力吗？我觉得，我觉得不行。哎，因为我爱唱饶舌啊 ，Come on, I love to rap. 好啦，开个玩笑。哎，其实你知道，阿月教文法一定要来个 freestyle, OK? 好啦，那你知道一开始到现在呢，我已经透露了我刚才今天想要带给大家这个文法了。Everyone wants to see 阿月，还有呢 ，I love to rap。有没有发现这些都是及物动词后面加上不定词 to be 的用法呢？那先告诉大家，其实这个句子里面这个不定词 to be 是当作受词来用。那受词又是什么东西呀？像最常讲的 I love you。You 就是受词，指这个接受动作的对象。糖糖啊，我怕学生忘记，先帮我记着。OK, 那么呢，我们继续回到这个句子里。Everyone wants to see 阿月。这边 wants 就是我们所谓的及物动词啦，后面接上不定词 to see。那我们呢，是不是想要 to see 阿月？注意喽，这边的 to see 阿月就是我们句中的什么受词啦？有一点不懂没有关系，刚刚还有一句还记得吗？I love to rap. 同学们想想看这个句子是什么样的组成呢？ Bingo! 没错，就是 love, 其实我们句中的及物动词啦。那再有不定词 to rap, 当作句中的受词，就是组成的怎么样一个 I love to rap 的句子啦。那么最后，等等就帮大家做个总复习咯。Hey yo yo, 不定词当受词何时会出现？及物动词后加上 to be, 你就会看见。I want to rap, I like to sing, but now I really need to go. 大家，我们再见 ，see you out.
All right, welcome back. So who was this person that Joffrey was asking if they wanted to have dinner? Well, it turns out it's a lady, a young woman named Margaret. And what is her answer after Joffrey asked her if she wanted to have dinner tonight? She says, sorry, I can't.
Ooh,
that's not the answer he probably was hoping for. He was probably hoping she'd say, yeah, sure, sounds like fun. But in this case, she says, sorry, I can't. Well, that's better than no, I don't want to never talk to me again.
That's true.
She maybe just has other plans, and she also is apologizing. She feels a little badly. Sorry, I can't, she says.
Or maybe she's just not that into you, Geoffrey.
Maybe she's just being polite.
Okay, so 这时候 Margaret 就说 Sorry, I can't. 不过她有点，她蛮礼貌，她说抱歉，我真的没有办法哦。Okay, so yeah, she can't.
She can't. So then Geoffrey asks an interesting question. He asks, why not?Okay, now if this is a person that you know very well, a good friend, yeah, it might be okay to ask why
that's
not.
True,
but if it's just someone you haven't talked to or maybe you kind of like them and it's kind of a date, it wouldn't really be okay to say why not.
I know, it would you're just, making it more awkward.
It would be uncomfortable. It would be better to say, oh, okay, maybe another time then or something like that. But anyways, he wants to know why she can't have dinner. So he asks the logical question, why not or why can't you have dinner tonight?
That's true. Okay, so Geoffrey 跟 Margaret 可能是真的很好的朋友，不然其实你这样很容易成为句点王，就是你一直在追问下去说啊，为什么为什么不行 OK 其实就是 why not 就是等于 why can't you OK and why not
why not well Margaret tells us it's my turn to take out the garbage todayIt's my turn to take out the garbage today. It's kind of like, oh, I have to wash my hair. It's kind of like a non-excuse. Like, really? Is that the real reason why? But, you know, in Taiwan, if you don't live in a place where they have someone who does that, it's true, you have to be home at a certain time.
Okay.
Because the garbage truck comes at that time. I'm not saying she's...
What if Geoffrey says, I can wait after you take out the garbage?
That would be something he could say. But anyways, before we get to Geoffrey's reaction,to this news, we do have to figure out what Margaret is going to take out. She's going to take out the garbage. G-A-R-B-A-G-E. Garbage. All right, what is garbage? Well, first of all, of course, this word is a noun. Garbage is just stuff that you don't want. Things that you don't want in your house. You're finished with them. They're broken. They're done. They're used up. Yeah, they're getting smelly, and you gotta get them out. A lot of people, of course, produce kitchen garbage. You might produce garbage in your washroom, in your bathroom, like toilet paper or tissue paper. Anything old or dirty or used up or smelly or gross that you want out of your house, we would call that garbage, trash, refuse, all sorts of things like that. Generally, we have a garbage can somewhere in our home or in many parts of our home. That's where it goes. And then we put it in a bag and we take it out. Where do we take it? Let's check out our word power sentence. The garbage truck drives by my house at 5 p.m. The garbage truck drives by my house at 5 p.m. That's why I have to be there.
Okay, I believe you, Margaret.
Yeah,
It's really important to take out the garbage. Okay, so Margaret 说今天要轮到我倒垃圾耶。其中的垃圾就是 garbage 这个词。当然呢，你也可以用 trash, okay, T-R-A-S-H, 或者是英式的说法就是 rubbish, R-U-B-B-I-S-H.OK, 那常常呢在口语上我们可能还会说就是垃圾啦没有营养的东西啊我们也可以用 garbage 来形容像是妈妈可能会说 Maybe you should read a book instead of watching that garbage on TV 就是电视上老是播一些没有营养的东西应该要看书哦那中文我们说的垃圾食物注意哦它的英文我们要用 junk 这个字 junk food好那刚刚的例句提到就是 The garbage truck 就是垃圾车在下午五点会经过我的家哦
All right, let's get back to Margaret. She has actually another reason that it's difficult for her to go out tonight. So it's not just about the garbage. She adds also, we know this is adding it because she says also, here's another thing. Also, I need to cook dinner for my family.Okay.
There you go. That's a better one.
That sounds like a reasonable thing that she needs to do. Her family's busy. Maybe she's the first person who gets home. And of course, yeah, they like to eat healthy food. They like to save some money. So it's her job to cook dinner for the family.
Okay. Margaret 很棒在补上了一个理由哦就是而且我还要再帮我家人煮晚餐 Maybe Geoffrey might say something like, can I join your family for dinner.
Can I help?
Can I help?
He might offer to help.
That'll be really
awkward. But when we find out what he says next, it's maybe good that he doesn't help. Because he says, you poor thing. In other words, oh, I feel bad for you. I feel sorry for you. Oh, what a shame, right? So he's like, oh, that's hard work. So you poor thing. He's not saying she's poor like she has no money. She's just sort of in a bad situation. This is too bad. Mm-hmm. And then he adds, my mom does all of that.
Oh.
So I don't think he would be very good in the kitchen, very good at cooking, because his mom does all of that. By that he means probably a lot of the housework, the cooking, taking out the garbage, cleaning. His mom takes care of that stuff around the house, so he doesn't have to.
Jeffrey's mom, you're a Wonder Woman.
He's a well-protected young boy.
That's true. Jeffrey 就说啊，你这可怜的家伙，我妈妈都会做那些事情啊。You poor thing, 或是 poor you, 就是你这可怜的小家伙。这里的 poor 不是穷的意思，不是 no money, 而是很可怜。像是我们说 oh, the poor kitten hurt its paw, 可怜的小猫咪，它的这个手掌受伤了。Or you're all by yourself, you poor thing.
I cut my finger yesterday.
Oh, you poor thing.
Poor me.
Oh, how 可怜哦。
Maybe Joffrey's mom will make me some cookies.
Oh,
anyways, let's get back to Joffrey. I heard that. Let's get back to Joffrey and find out some of the other things that his mom does. If you think that cooking for him and taking out the garbage and stuff like that, that's a lot. Well, that's only some of what she does. As we learn, he says, she even cuts my fruit and takes the seeds out of my guava. Wow.
Do you have to be that specific?
She's like a servant or a slave, and he's like some kind of king.
I love your mom.
King Joffrey. Where have I heard that before? Anyways, let's get back to this word seed, which we can see there is another one of our words for today. Seed is spelled S-E-E-D. S-E-E-D. Okay, yes, seed is a noun, and basically it's a little baby plant. It's the thing that you would put in the dirt, cover with the dirt, put some water on, wait 2 or 3 days, and then a little green thing will come out of it. But that thing that you put in the ground, that is a seed. Bite into an apple, those black things in the middle of the apple that are hard, apple seeds. For example, Stephanie planted some flower seeds in her garden. Stephanie planted some flower seeds in her garden.
Oh, Joffrey's mom 甚至还会帮他切水果，还把那个拔蜡的籽拿掉哦。其中的籽当然就是 seed, OK, 它有种子，还有瓜子也可以这样说，就是 watermelon seeds, 还有葵瓜子就是 sunflower seeds, but we usually don't eat apple or orange seeds.
No.
OK, 那刚刚的例句提到就是 Stephanie 在她的花园里种一些什么呢？Flower seeds, 花的种子。
All right, well, let's see what Margaret, Joffrey's friend, thinks of all this special treatment he gets from his mom. She says, your mom takes such good care of you, you're lucky. So she's, you know, she thinks, wow, what a nice mom, she helps in so many ways.
你妈妈对你好好哦，你真的很幸运。这里的 such 就是如此这样的怎么样怎么样的意思哦。
All right, as we read on, we see now some time has passed. We've jumped time. Later, after PE class, it says. So this is telling us it's a few hours later, maybe towards the end of the school day. And we learn that it's after, or they just finished PE class. PE is spelled
P-E.
The letter P, then the letter E. P-E.
Spell that.
All right, so this third word, power word, is kind of not really a word. It's two letters, P-E, so you don't say P. It's actually P-E. But what does the P and what does the E stand for? Phys ed. But those aren't words either. Phys ed is short for physical education. So now you know why we say P-E, because that's a lot easier than I have physical education after lunch. I have P-E after lunch. What is P-E? It's a class in many schools. It's also called gym class. It's the exercise class where you play sports or learn about the body and physical movement and sports and stuff like that. That's what we mean when we say P-E or PE class. You could also say gym class or phys ed. For example, my friend Eric teaches PE and history at this school. My friend Eric teaches PE and history at this school.
OK, 这里我们看到他们在体育课之后又发生一些事情。不过体育课英文我们就用 PE, it's short for physical education, or you can say phys ed. 所以呢，像是体育课老师就是 PE teacher, OK? I used to skip my PE class. OK, 我们看到刚刚的例句就是呢，我的朋友 Eric 在这间学校教体育以及 history, 哦，还有历史哦。
All right, so Margaret is feeling a little hungry because remember they did just have PE, so she says, I'm always hungry.After we play sports.
So true. 我每次跟 Margaret 一样运动后就会感觉到很饿 very hungry or starving. You can also say that.
That's right. Let's see what Joffrey thinks. He says, me too. He agrees.
So Joffrey 说我也是。不过这时候呢、哎、Margaret 就要提议他一个东西哦。And what does Margaret say?
Well, she has an idea. Do you want to buy a snack?She asks Joffrey, so she's wondering if he wants a snack or just to go buy a snack. And snack is spelled S-N-A-C-K. S-N-A-C-K. Let's find out more. Snack is a noun. It's a thing. And what thing is it? It is a small amount of food that you eat between your meals. So we're not talking about breakfast, lunch, or dinner. We're talking about something that you might eat around 11 a.m. or around 4 p.m. between breakfast and lunch or between lunch and dinner. Something small. It could be a healthy snack like a piece of fruit or maybe something not so healthy like some cookies or a bag of chips. But it's a small amount of food that you eat just because you're feeling a little hungry right in the middle of the day. For example, Teresa likes to eat an apple and some nuts as an afternoon snack. Teresa likes to eat an apple and some nuts as an afternoon snack.
Teresa is so healthy.
That's a good snack.
Yeah, Margaret 就说，哎，那你想要买个点心吗 ？OK， 这时候我们来看一下 snack 这个字哦，它就是点心的意思。注意它的发音不是 snake， 不然大家会觉得你要吃蛇肉。
Well,、
okay?
unless you do eat snakes between meals,
yeah, that's
then、
true.
it would be a snake snack.
如果你吃蛇肉，那 yeah,
that would be weird and probably expensive.
没错，其实点心就是不是当正餐，在这个可能就是不是正常的中间的时间。吃的像是 between meal snacks、或者是有时候我们说要很快买一点吃的或是一个小吃我们可以说 grab a quick or light snack OK, so 刚刚的例句 Teresa 她喜欢吃一颗苹果还有一些 nuts 就是坚果当下午点心 What's your favorite snack, Mike?
My favorite snack I kind of like peanuts, you know, nuts I like things like that Fruit's good too
Chocolate some, bars
I'm not a big chocolate bar guy
Okay,
you know, but
I am
Something a little、or、crunchy、chips. A little crunchy would be good Anyways, let's get back to our dialogue What does Joffrey think of this idea of buying、a snack? He says...I'm not sure.、
What?
So he's still thinking about it. This is not a yes.、He's like,、oh, I don't know. I'm not、sure. I have to call my mom to ask.、
What?
He says, wow, he really is careful about getting permission from his mom. He's even going to ask、
Why?
His mom if he can go buy a snack. That's a good question.
Hello, 什么啊？他说我不确定，我要打电话问我妈妈一下。And why is that?
Well, maybe his mom says, don't eat snacks, you'll ruin your dinner or something. 、But anyways, Margaret also is kind of curious, like we are,、why? She says, really? As a question? Really?、That's a question, like, is that true? It's just a snack, she says. Don't be such a mama's boy. Oh,
yeah.
So now she's kind of calling him out, a little bit of peer pressure. She's saying that he's a mama's boy. Basically, he's the kind of young guy who won't do anything without his mom's permission. That's okay when you're 4 or 5, but when you're 14 or 15 or older, that's a little weird. And yeah, people might call you a mama's boy if you're acting kind of childish when you shouldn't be.
真的，所以 Margaret 跟我们反映一样，就是说真的假的，只是个点心，也不要这么妈宝好不好 ？Mama's boy 就是妈宝的意思。So Joffrey thinks to himself.
Yeah, he's thinking about what Margaret just said.
他就心里就 always 想了一下。And what does he think?
And then he kind of says, he's thinking about what she says. And then he says, am I too dependent on my mom? He's asking her opinion. Does she think that he's too dependent on his mom? In other words, he needs his mom too much?
对啊，他说我真的太依赖我妈妈了吗 ？Dependent 就是依赖，但是它是相反，就是 independent 就是非常独立的意思。Well, we have to stop here.
Okay,
it's the end of today's article.
Did we ask Joffrey's mom if we could stop here? We don't have to ask.
We don't care. We're not Joffrey. Okay. So let's go to our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Wow, we have four nouns for our word power words today. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to give you examples, and you're going to tell me which category. Remember, garbage, seed, PE, snack, potato chips.
Snack.
Sunflower, apple, orange. Very good.
Faster.
Old newspapers.
Garbage.
Very good.
PE.
I didn't even
That's
name
our
one.
Last word.
That was pretty good. Yeah. I was going to say dodgeball.
Or you could say gym.
Well, no, I was going to give an example of a PE sport.
Oh, the categories, right.
Yeah, dodgeball is the typical
Volleyball.
One, right? Volleyball is a good one. Okay. I guess you wouldn't really say, like, golf. People didn't do that in PE, unless you went to a really fancy school. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to be back with more about Joffrey, Margaret, and Joffrey's scary mom.
No, she's hot.
Oh, is she hot? But scary.
Do things on your own.
Hey, do you want to have dinner together after school?
Sorry, I can't.
Why not?
It's my turn to take out the garbage today. Also, I need to cook dinner for my family.
You poor thing. My mom does all of that. She even cuts my fruit and takes the seeds out of my guava.
Your mom takes such good care of you. You're lucky.
Later, after PE class...
I'm always hungry after we play sports.
Me too.
Do you want to buy a snack?
I'm not sure. I have to call my mom to ask.
Really? It's just a snack. Don't be such a mama's boy.
Joffrey thinks to himself,
Am I too dependent on my mom?
Garbage.Garbage. The garbage truck drives by my house at 5 p.m. The garbage truck drives by my house at 5 p.m. Seed. Seed. Stephanie planted some flower seeds in her garden.Stephanie planted some flower seeds in her garden. P.E. P.E. Physical Education. My friend Eric teaches P.E. and history at this school. My friend Eric teaches P.E. and history at this school. Snack.Snack. Teresa likes to eat an apple and some nuts as an afternoon snack. Teresa likes to eat an apple and some nuts as an afternoon snack.